This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and he is young Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you after all the holidays?
I'm happier. I'm happier that they're over now. But I never got a chance to thank you for all of the collaborating we've done over the past, over 2021 and everything, and all the shifts you made and all the other stuff to help me make my day better.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Nothing to thank me for at all. It's a pleasure every week.
So let's go talk about this cat, Will Carlos. I've been reading his work lately, as you have as well, and I find it quite interesting that this guy, I mean, what does that mean if I would like to have a pair of gloves like OJ couldn't fit into? If I'm looking to buy memorabilia, where will Mr. Carlos take this with me?
That's a good question. You know, there's been a concerted effort, particularly in the lead up to, what is it, Wednesday? When's the 6th? January
Thursday.
6th this week.
Thursday
yeah. Be ready for the onslaught, although it's actually already started with the one-year anniversary of the January 6th.
Yeah, I heard that Joe and Kamala are going to come and speak, too.
Oh, I'm sure. They're going to make a huge day of it. This is going to be just, you know, the 4th of July for the Democrats to pretend that we somehow almost lost our democracy a year ago. But anyway, part of that is what Carlos has published in USA Today, claiming that, you know, gun show goers, and particularly the fact that, you know, at every gun show, along with, you know, beef jerky sellers and homemade reloads and all that kind of garbage.
Don't forget canned bacon.
And canned bacon. There's always there one or two people that are selling World War II memorabilia, including, of course, Nazi stuff. I think most of which is usually fake, you know, reproduction and stuff and things like that. And he takes that as prima facie evidence that anyone who attends a gun show or, in fact, defends gun rights is a prime candidate for far-right extremism. It's insane. It's guilt by association, but that's never stopped anybody on the left. You know, anytime somebody does something stupid with a gun, everybody in, you know, every other gun maker, law-abiding gun owner is then implicated by connection, and it's just a mess. But it's transparent stupidity. And
well, There's one line in the quote, though, that I find interesting, because they say the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, but experts and former members of the extremist far right said a passion for gun rights often serves as a gateway to radicalization, one eagerly exploited by recruiters and leaders in the movement.
Yes.
Now, I've been around a few places, Dan Zimmerman, and you know what I've never met? I've never met an extremist leader.
I've never met a recruiter either.
Have you never had one come to you at SHOT Show or the NRA and say, listen, I'm an extremist leader of a militia group. We're going to overthrow everything known to man, and would you like to interview me?
No, and I've been to more than a few gun shows, too.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody, you know, carrying a big flag or wearing a big hat as militia recruiter looking to sign up members to overthrow the government or to take over federal land or I don't know what else militias do other than, you know, practice in the woods sometimes. I have seen
Alyssa Milano show up with armed security to talk about us being armed.
I saw her too.
Yeah.
I was witness to that. But yeah, this is all.
As far as it gets, though, that's the closest thing to the weird that I've ever seen. And
this is all projection and craziness and catastrophizing and trying to blow this up into something it isn't and take a few actual potential extremists and make them out to be examples of everybody on the right, everybody who cares about gun rights, everybody who happens to attend a gun show. It's crazy. It's stupid. But it is par for the course.
Well, their favorite thing now is to call us Nazis, except Nazis were socialists, and they're socialists. So we're not the Nazis here in the political, you know, thought.
The good thing is being called a Nazi and just like being called a racist or a white supremacist or an extremist now is so overdone that it's lost all meaning. Virtually everybody is a Nazi or an extremist or a white supremacist or a cisnormative something or other. Those terms have lost all meaning. When everybody is a Nazi, nobody is a Nazi. When everybody is a racist, nobody is a racist. What it does is it calling anybody who disagrees with somebody like Mr. Carlos a Nazi or an extremist provides cover for actual Nazis and actual extremists, of which there are very few, of course. But there are a few out there. There's a few wackos in every population. But these people provide cover for them by applying those labels to virtually everyone on the other side of whatever issue they're talking about.
Well, the other thing here is while they're, you know, we don't default to violence, right? I mean, yeah, there's some groups out there that say we're worried about the government. Well, you know, everybody should be worried about the government, but we're not the ones getting out there practicing to kill people the way the left does with their John Brown Gun Club and some of their other stuff and the NFAC and all those other guys. And they're the ones that actually have recruiters, as far as I can tell. I mean, I just get a kick out of it. But and I tell you what, I can't. I'm running out of time. I want to tell you my big thought about this, because I've read this a lot, and I found it just so outlandish. I was wondering why something like this would get put out there. But then I saw something, so I want to share that with you when we get back. This article is straight off the top of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is where Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief. This is where he plies his trade every day, the most prolific website of its type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Timmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and I want to run this past you. When you look at the fake stream media, the televised TV, where I think most people are getting most of their information, now hear me out on this. When you think about that, has it ever occurred to you that now, because all of their talking points have failed, all of their little listserv things they tried to do and journalist stuff that they did, all of that has failed, and now they're having to come up with new information and everything. I noticed that this article got picked up by the news, by TV. I saw it on a couple of TV outlets getting played back, and I was just thinking, and they were quoting this guy word for word, verbatim. And I remembered back when Parkland happened, and a local TV station here where I live said, there have been 18 of these cases so far, and I knew they were just copy and pasting. These guys in the mainstream media are trying to continue the case for all of these little leftist tropes they've got out there, all these little leftist, their little wish list, and they're constantly having to figure out a new idea to push it. And I guess this guy, Carlos, he's one of the thinkers. He's doing their thinking for them, giving them some outlet to go. What do you think?
I'm not sure where you're going with it. You said the 18 cases. 18 cases of what?
Remember after Parkland when they were saying, well, there's been 18 such shootings like at Parkland already this year. And that was on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I see.
Remember that?
See.
God, and, they were calling, like, if somebody shot a school bus that was on blocks, they called that a school shooting.
Right, and then you've got the geniuses of the Gun Violence Archive, who I think they claimed, I think the last number I saw, were 689 mass shootings in 2021. I think
right.
That's the number that they were claiming. And there were all kinds of anti-gun orgs tweeting that out and instantly discrediting themselves by using that number, because nobody believes that number.
No.
Everybody knows that's garbage. But yes, things like the Carlos article and other similar types of think pieces, to use the term loosely, it's all part of the same thing. They're trying to otherize gun owners, to make gun owners seem exotic and strange and extreme, to use their term, unusual, when, of course, there are there's well over 100 million gun owners in this country, and the vast majority of them don't commit crimes. They don't shoot anyone. No one is shot with their guns. You know, there are no accidents. The number of people who were accidentally shot by firearms reached an all-time low. I think it was in 2020, or I remember it was 19 or 20. It was in the 300s. This is a country with almost half a billion firearms. And I think there were 380-something accidental firearm deaths.
Right.
Or maybe it was shootings. I don't remember the exact statistic, but it was an incredibly low, and it was the lowest I think the NSSF had ever recorded. So all the facts about gun ownership and the law-abiding nature of America's firearm owners runs directly in contradiction to the kind of narrative that people like Carlos and others on the anti-gun left have an interest, a vested interest in pushing. But that won't stop them from pushing it and writing it and publishing it. And there are places like USA Today and The Atlantic and HuffPo and Slate that are more than happy to publish it for them, New York Times, Washington Post, because they, of course, agree with the narrative. And we won't stop seeing it. Fortunately, the market and for what those outlets produce seems to reduce a little bit every year. So
I think we should get some hidden cameras, like get the biggest things we can find, just walk up with them and go hang out at the Nazi paraphernalia booths at the gun shows to film the crowds, because we shouldn't be able to see the people.
Have you when you walk by those guys at a gun store, at a gun show, have you ever seen anyone stop there looking at what the stuff they sell?
Well, I mean, it's like you said. I mean, it's been 70-some-odd years now. I doubt very seriously that this is a genuine German Panzer leather jacket that looks, you know, you're looking at it and it says Wilson's leather on the inside of it. I doubt that very seriously. I think if there's any fascination to be had, it may be with the weaponry. But that's just because people that like guns look at different things. And, I mean, the weapons of the Germans in World War II were quite different from anything else going on, just like it is with the Soviet Union. And so it's always interesting to look at other things, but I don't see anybody gagging, going out there going, "Hey, Bill, do you know how to find a German Luger?" "I don't know, dude. Do you want something that's been, it's 70-some-odd years old? Probably just, it sounds like a castanet when you shake it. You want one of those?"
Exactly. And it's not much of a leap, and Carlos probably just hasn't thought about it yet, to think that any gun dealer at a gun show or even a local gun store who happens to have a Luger for sale is, he would have, somebody like Carlos would, of course, accuse him of peddling Nazi material and being a stealth recruiter for America's.
Wonder what he makes of all these people like AKs.
Yeah, right. Or a Mosin Nagant. You know, those are commie weapons.
Gasp. I know.
Or Chinese AKs. But of course, those are ideologies with which he would have far less trouble than with the Nazis. So anyway, it's pathetic. It's sad. And again, with January 6th coming up this week, we're going to see even more of it, because they're going to be peddling the extremism and the insurrectionism line even more than usual this week.
Well, you can find this article that we've been talking about on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, where it joins a bunch of other new articles daily. This is a happening at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid's funeral in Las Vegas this Saturday. Former President Obama is expected to deliver and attend a eulogy. Reid was Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator and was Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2015. He died at the age of 82 on December 28th. With a little bit more on the coronavirus pandemic, the explosive increase in cases in the United States may not be cause for alarm.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And
something's come up that just came to my attention that I haven't had a chance to really look at, and we certainly haven't had a chance to write yet, but will probably be of interest to your audience.
Well, please.
The DOJ issued a new rule today for all FFLs that they have to offer for sale storage devices for every gun they sell. And this new rule will go into effect on, I think it's February 1st. Here's what it says to the short part of their press release. The Department of Justice has submitted to the Federal Register for publication a final rule, which will take effect February 3rd, requiring FFLs to certify that they have secure gun storage devices, not locks, storage devices available to their customers for purchase. Secure gun storage or safety device, as defined by statute and regulation, includes a safe, gun case, lockbox, or other device that is designed to be or can be used to store a firearm that is designed to be unlocked only by means of a key, a combination, or other similar means. Not all devices are compatible with varying types of firearms. Therefore, integral to the new rule is the requirement that FFLs have available secure gun storage options that are compatible with the firearms they are selling. I've not read this new rule, but this seems, from that description, it seems to, of course, exclude the gun locks that are shipped with every gun that's sold in this country. You were talking about a case. So for your average, this is all off the top of my head, for your average brick-and-mortar gun store, I'm sure most of them are selling at least some storage devices for some of
right.
those. Maybe
right.
not for long guns. If it were me, I'm just thinking really quickly. Let's say you're an online seller. Let's say you're Palmetto State Armory. I
right.
assume they sell storage type.
They have safes, yeah.
Things. Yeah, I'm sure they've got safes and like stack on boxes and things like that. But if you're somebody who doesn't already sell something like that, if it were me, I would stock one stack on case that is big enough to handle my longest gun, and I would price it at $10,000. So they can't say I don't have a case for sale available, you know, that will accommodate every gun I own, and they can't say I don't sell it.
Well, I mean, they're basically getting really dangerously close to requiring safe storage, aren't they?
Yeah, this is as close as they can get. Now, obviously, there's no requirement here on the people who are buying guns to buy one of these. They just have to. They're just saying that retailers have to have them available for sale. So there's again no requirement that somebody's buying a gun buy one, let alone use one if they did buy one. This is only a requirement on gun sellers, gun retailers. I'm guessing there's going to be a lawsuit. What I don't understand is that they said they did this and it goes into effect February 3rd. I'm not sure how they are sidestepping the 90-day comment period, you know, the rulemaking process that, you know, you've got to have a 90-day comment period and they've got to then respond to all the comments that come in. I don't know how the DOJ is getting around that, but I'm no attorney, so we'll have to see, and I'll have to read the actual rule. This announcement is on the DOJ website right now with a link to the Federal Register. And they've also been really helpful and have published a new document, Best Practices Guide for FFL, which I can't wait to read. So then that's for them. Well, it's ostensibly for them to help FFLs comply with all the various laws
right.
And safety regulations that apply to them.
Here's the thing with this. What's the point of this? So how many gun owners do you know that don't already have some means of locking up a gun for anybody that owns more than one?
Well, let's be honest. I think there are a lot of people who they buy a gun and they throw it in a drawer and that's it. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who don't have a lockable container for their gun. But again, they're not going after those people here. They're just trying to make sure that everywhere that you go to buy a gun gives you the option of buying a storage device for that gun. Of course, you can go on Amazon and buy these things. You can go on Brownells or Palmetto or all kinds of online sources and buy these things. There's no shortage of these. They're available to everyone who wants one easily. Any metropolitan area of any size has stores. You can go to every Bass Pro, every Cabela's.
You know what I use?
What do you use?
I use a big mechanics toolbox with the big long drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that locks up. It's very big. It's very unwieldy. Sometimes they do roll, but I mean, it's not like you're going to pick it up and run away.
Exactly. Craftsman, Cobalt, they all make those kinds of things, you know, that work really well, you know, for locking up your tools. But yeah, you could use those to lock up all but probably the longest shotguns or rifles would fit in most of those things. So yeah, there's no shortage. I think they're trying to. I think this is in effect, number one, say that they're doing something for safety, and number two, actually trying to burden some retailers that don't sell this kind of thing already. What comes to mind, one of our assistant editor, Jeremy, is also the owner of a firearms company called Black Collar Arms. And they make specialty pistols and rifles. These are not inexpensive guns, and they sell them to all kinds of people. They don't sell any. It's all sold through via the internet. But they don't sell anything, and a few accessories and things like that. They certainly don't sell any storage equipment or anything like that. So my guess is this is intended to burden people like that. But again, if I were Jeremy and I was running a business, of course, run it past my attorney, I would buy one stack on case and long gun case and price it at $10,000. So I'm saying,
well, you know what? I'll tell you one thing I have seen. We're heading into the next break, but I mean, even my local Apple store, that is the authorized repair center, offers handgun safes. I don't know. The Apple store does. Yeah, the local authorized repair center offers TSA approved locking gun safes for handguns. So it's not going to. Yeah, I find, well, he's a gun enthusiast, the guy that owns a place. Hey, this, you heard it first here. I'm presuming this will show up. You wouldn't find it right now at The Truth About Guns, but it's coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Just brought something to us that hasn't even made it onto the website yet, which was pretty cool. But I get those texts all the time. I'm always in the know. Anyway. Let's finish this up because I love these I love these guys talking about gun-toting politicians are the Kim Jong-uns of American politics. So do we have somebody out there in Congress that's carrying an anti-aircraft gun? Because that's what he likes to shoot, old Kim Jong.
I don't think so, yeah, this is, again, another dip. Or another shot at the Lauren Boberts and the Thomas Masseys of the world. To go back to when Ted Cruz was running for president, he famously fired a machine gun. He wrapped bacon around the barrel of a rifle and cooked it and then ate some. So, yeah, and just on the other side of the aisle, of course, we've got Joe Manchin, who in both of his last two Senate campaigns fire rifles. So, yeah, there's a long history of politicians on both sides of the aisle burnishing their Second Amendment cred by having themselves photographed with and filmed while shooting guns. And this person, Quentin Young, who wrote a piece on this, is just horrified by this and said it makes these people look weak instead of strong. To say that what these extremists, and again, of course, these people are extremists because everybody who owns and cares about and advocates for gun rights these days are now extremists. It's what these extremists fail to grasp is how weak such posing makes them appear. People who are confident in their strength don't need to peacock. An elected official posing with a weapon is a micro version of a military parade. So basically what he's saying is this is like Brezhnev on...
Wait. Now, didn't Obama get out there when he got elected president and say, the oceans will stop rising. Didn't he?
Not only did he do that, but he, the Lightbringer himself was filmed firing a shotgun.
Yeah, I know.
He's one of these
horizontally to the ground. Yeah, and then exactly. Of course Joe Biden's going to cancel the virus, which are both, you know, biblical things. You know, they're anointing themselves gods by getting out there, but they're creating this visual, right? So these guys get out here and they're shooting guns, which is a visual, and for some reason that makes them appear weak. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't most of the members of Congress hiding behind the handful of guys with guns on the January 6th non-surrection?
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Of course they were.
So, they're talking about Boebert and Massey for posing with guns. And how did Massey get an M60?
Of course, any of us can buy an M60 if you go through all the hoops and want to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, more power to him. I'm glad he owns one.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I've shot the semi-automatic version of that. That's pretty cool. But he said, he goes on, of course, he says, if you're tempted to be impressed when a member of Congress showboats with a firearm, just think of Kim Jong-un. So, in effect, what he's saying is these little tyrants are no different than Brezhnev on Lenin's tomb, you know, watching the military parade go by, or Kim Jong-un sometimes holding a gun or being surrounded by men with guns. It's all of a piece with the Carlos.
Can you get a hold of Quentin Young and get me? I would love to interview him because I'd love to ask him things like, what about 22, almost 22? Well, it's going to be 22 conservative carry or constitutional carry states. What about 20 million plus concealed carry permits? People that never get out there, that you're saying that we're witnessing, right? So you got 20 some odd states where you don't have to have a permit. We don't know how many people are carrying a gun. And then at the same time, we know there's 20 million plus permits out there. If we're such weak-minded idiots, wouldn't we be reacting to that which you think occurs? I would love to ask him that question.
Yeah, well, there's that. And there's the fact that if gun owners were as impressionable and violent and tyrannical and malleable as people on the left say we are, if we were 1/100th as violent as they claim, every city in America would look like Mogadishu. Now, we do have spiking crime in most big cities in this country, but it ain't anywhere near what it would look like if, you know, 1/100th of the gun owners in this country were as violent as the people on the left love to claim that they are.
Well, see, and that's a good point, but I'll tell you one thing that would be a result of that. There would be nobody pushing for gun control. There would be no Democrats. If we were reacting the way they say we're reacting, they make it sound like we're, you know. And the problem that I don't think this dude understands is most gun owners are alphas. I don't care, male, female, they're alphas. They think for themselves. So, I don't know, man, I don't know. But see, here's my problem with these guys, and you tell me what you think about this. If they really believe this about us, how can they force themselves to not do something about it?
I'm sorry? I didn't follow you there.
So if we're Nazis, and if we're crazed, violent people, and if we're going to react and just start shooting people up just because they take our parking space or something like that, if we're killing children, if all these other things that they tell us we're doing all the time, how do they not do something about it?
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. If we truly are not, if we truly are the kind of people that round up people in camps and kill them by the millions, what, you're right. Why aren't they mobilizing? Why aren't they waging actual war against these people who they claim are Nazis and violent authoritarians and insurrectionists. If all these people are actually threatening to end America's democracy, aren't they duty bound to take up arms against them? Yet none of that ever happens.
Street combat.
Exactly.
And I've heard it both ways too. I don't know if you've heard it. Either we're going to go insane and attack what, I don't know. If Trump doesn't get elected president, or if Trump gets elected president, I guess they're going to have to go insane and attack, because this will be, or somebody like Trump too. It could be somebody like Trump too. I think Hillary said that. They're going to have to attack us then, one way or the other. So it seems like either way we go, we're going to be attacked.
Absolutely. And if Ron DeSantis is elected, he will be the next Trump. He will be treated exactly the same way, and he will be demonized just like Trump is. He will be treated as Trump-lite.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for joining me today. I look forward to a nice year of collaboration as we've had before and before and before. So, thank you, sir.
Looking forward to it too, sir.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where Dan is at. That's where you can find him. That's where you can catch him. Check it out. The most prolific website of its type. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.